last night's Iowa-Indiana game and Iowa-Maryland game. We'll talk about that. Dave Kokin will join us from Las Vegas. Plenty to talk to in the world of sports with Dave. That and a whole lot more. It is a Friday edition. Thank you for joining us as we take it through the 3 o'clock hour here on KGYM. And from our frigid studios here on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids, we welcome you in to the Gym Class KGYM, 1600 AM all over eastern Iowa, 102.3 in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 in Iowa City, and the brand new 107.5, the Gym OT in Cedar Rapids as well. Thank you for joining us, Scott Unash alongside Mark Dukes. I think that's Zach Schmidt's buttons on the other side of the glass. I can't tell with his parka hood and blanket. Over there, Lady J's got mittens on. It is cold outside. It's cold everywhere as we take you through a Valentine's edition of the Gym Class here on KGYM. Plenty of candy hearts out there for everybody to go around. How you doing today?
Just fine. I'm here to warm hearts.
That's very kind of you. Very kind.
Not very
of you.
Good at it, but. We give it a shot.
All right. Did you get something squared away? Did you get something taken care of? You buy something? You in good stead right now? Or are you waiting until the big rush later today?
Quite none of your business.
Not like you're getting it from me.
Someone listens to the show. And
Well, that's true. True. Hello. Yes. Well, I accomplished everything last night.
Good for you.
I feel good.
Because you've got, you're busy tonight.
I'm busy tonight. Yep. My Valentines are Steve Dozier and Phil Dunn, as we talked about a little bit earlier on this week. Basketball coming up tonight for you. Pair of doubleheaders here on KGYM starting at about 5:55 on 1600 AM, 102.3 in the Gym OT, 107.5 FM. It will be Cedar Rapids, Washington at Cedar Rapids Prairie, girl boy doubleheader. Girl boy doubleheader down at West High. It'll be the Trojans hosting Liberty tonight, as it'll be Miles Klotz and Eric Peterson on the call of that one for you on 106.3 FM. Enjoy your Valentine's Day with the Little Hoops here on KGYM. And tomorrow, really good game to close out the girls' regular season. It'll be Iowa City West at Marion as the Indians look for a perfect regular season tomorrow. And that will be at 3:30. That'll be on 106.3 FM as well as Gym OT 107.5 FM. Coming up tomorrow afternoon, that game over at Marion with the varsity game to get underway at about 3:30.
Biggest question being tossed my way today is, how is C.J. Frederick? The answer is, we don't know. The Iowa guard who was injured last night, 11 minutes into the game or thereabout.
And, in a non-contact situation.
Yeah.
Which is always scary.
The Iowa-Minnesota notes for Sunday's game include the fifth starter as someone named TBD. That would be to be determined, which means maybe Frederick will be available. Maybe Fran McCaffrey is just uncertain. Frederick out of the mix and... Fran McCaffrey uncertain who to start. So that's all we know right now. If anything comes along in the next 3 hours, including the Todd Brommelkamp show with Alex Kuhn, certainly let you know.
We will. We will let you know about that. 319-366-1600 as we're going to dive into Iowa and Indiana. We'll talk about the Iowa-Maryland women's game that was over quite early in that one last night. Maryland caused 27 turnovers for the Hawkeyes and took Iowa out of the game very early and won a whole lot of drama as far as the second half of that one is concerned. But so I ask, your eligibility is already exhausted from golf, so you are out as far as TBD. I have eligibility remaining. I'm sure a lot of us around here do. They can find somebody on campus maybe to help out. I'm being facetious a little bit, but I'm not being facetious a little bit. It's almost getting to a point that you have to sit back and laugh if you're an Iowa basketball fan, or you're probably just going to go stir crazy at this time, wondering when the next shoe is going to drop. Iowa was down to 6 scholarship players, right? 6? Yeah, 6 scholarship players last night. I felt horrible for Riley Till, who had to go in to that game last night and not only play, but also had to guard perhaps the best player on the floor for Indiana. Yeah, you see that guy, Jackson Davis? Go guard him.
Mm-hmm.
There was one 20-second moment where Riley got his shot blocked by Trace Jackson Davis, beat him down on the other end, posted him up, and looked like me trying to guard Michael Jordan, unfortunately, and dunked the ball on the other end. And it's not Riley Till's fault. Don't get on Riley Till. Don't get on Austin Ash or those guys. I mean, they were put in a tough situation last night, and Iowa had nowhere else to turn. Nowhere else to turn, and they stayed in the game, basically thanks to the Big Ten Player of the Year going off for 38 again last night with Luka Garza.
Till had a tough guard, there's no question about it. But remember, he's a scholarship player. He's one of those scholarship players that Fran McCaffrey had available last night. Austin Ash is not. Played 5 minutes in the first half, and actually had a pretty good line, stat line. But, this is another prime example of Iowa's not going to win many games with just Luka Garza. Garza was phenomenal with 38 points, but I thought Archie Miller, the Indiana coach, did a great job taking Frederick and Joe Wieskamp pretty much out of the game. That was a very quiet 16 points for Joe Wieskamp.
And most of it late and a lot of it in garbage time.
Justin Smith was assigned to him for the better part of the game when he was in the game and did a phenomenal job. And then you have Devontae Green just going crazy, coming off the bench, making 4 three-pointers in 4 minutes.
And not easy three-pointers. Step back, fadeaway threes, off the run, pull-up threes. You name it, Devontae Green was hitting it.
Get somebody in the game to deny him the ball. But it was too late by then. And every time Iowa crept within 10, 11, 12 points, that was as close as Iowa could get.
And there was a three-pointer. One time it was a Fran McCaffrey technical foul, which was Fran was not happy and Fran was correct, but the referees did not see it that way.
Mm-hmm.
Should have been a goaltending call, was not. Fran let him know about that and picked up his 4th technical of the season. 319-366-1600 here at 3:11, 0056 on the First Federal Credit Union text line. Check them out online at firstfedcu.com. Find out more at kgymradio.com. 0056 telling us these last two road games at Maryland and at Indiana are tough ones. Nobody should panic just yet. And I think for the most part, no one is panicking at this point. Now, if C.J. Frederick, if either Iowa puts out something at their 4:30 Friday news dump or anything like that, that, hey, C.J. Frederick has whatever, X, injury and is going to be out for X amount of time, maybe the panic could sink in about that time.
Mm-hmm.
We have not heard anything as of yet. Fran McCaffrey called it a sprained ankle after the game last night, talking with reporters at Assembly Hall. And we'll see. I am not a doctor. But if I had to put money on if he is going to play on Sunday against Minnesota, my hard-earned dollars would say no, he is not.
So I was, 8-6 in the league right now?
Yes.
Largely without Nungy, Bohannon, and Patrick McCaffrey. And then you mix in last night, Cordell Pemsel suspended, and Frederick gets hurt after playing 11 minutes. How do you feel about it? Are you willing to give this Iowa team a pass? Fran McCaffrey just did not have 52 cards to deal with.
No, he did not.
At all. So, and Indiana was in a spot that...
They had to win.
They had to win, and I don't think it played perfect by any means, but Iowa didn't rebound well.
No.
Turned the ball over too much. I think I counted 10 or 12 turnovers out of Iowa's guards, including five by Joe Toussaint, the freshman.
Which answers 1238's text. Is Joe Toussaint in Fran's doghouse? Played only 16 minutes. Was not Joe's one of his better nights last night?
Five turnovers, five assists in that period of time. 3 points. Ryan Creener did not play well. Again, Wieskamp had a hard time getting open. It was just, you can either credit Indiana or blame Iowa. It's up to you. I think one thing troubling to me is no matter who's on the court, this team is not playing as good a defense as it did early in the season. And why that is, I don't know. But I think that's been an issue in wins and losses.
69-36. One Big Ten team has a winning record on the road. No worries yet unless he is out for a significant amount of time. That from 69-36. Our friend Fresh from Marion. Iowa could really use Isaiah Moss right now. Iowa could use anybody right now to help out. We haven't had the Isaiah Moss drop in 8-9 weeks or so.
What's he averaging? A half a dozen a game at Kansas?
7.5 last I looked. Yeah. 7.5 a game for Kansas. 319-366-1600. Kenneth, I'm still confident the Iowa men can hold serve at home and finish what's already been a pretty decent year. And Ken brings up a good point that if you said, okay, on Valentine's Day, Iowa would be one position out of a double bye in the Big Ten. If you said that back in late October, early November, people would have probably looked at you like you just robbed a bank.
Mm-hmm.
No, it wasn't a great game last night, but credit Indiana. Green shot the ball out of his mind. Indiana played like they had their backs to the wall, which they did. And they did some things to Iowa. Couple that with C.J. Frederick getting hurt. It was tough for Joe Wieskamp to get an open look last night. And if it wasn't for Luka Garza, and the fact that Indiana got kind of cute at times when they were up about 16 or 17 with alley-oops and things like that. Sean Morris was even getting on him on the Big Ten Network call. Layups, 2 points, two guys. I like that. That was my favorite of the night from Sean Morris.
Well, look what's happened since the summer and into October. Fran McCaffrey had no idea Jack Nungy would go down. He had no idea whether Bohannon was going to play the season or not. Maybe he did. I'll back off on that a little bit. Probably no idea that his son Patrick McCaffrey was going to have residual issues from his previous cancer, i.e. gaining weight for one thing. Couldn't predict Cordell Pemsel was going to get popped for OWI and then heading out at 1 in the morning for a burger at McDonald's without a license. And then C.J. Frederick reminds me the football season Kirk Ferentz went through, he was down to his fifth running back.
Mm-hmm.
Was it Sam Brownlee?
Yes.
Sam Brownlee finished it out, fifth string running back. These are things that coaches don't anticipate and have to deal with.
That's right. 319-366-1600. And let's bring in our friend Joel from Muscatine on this Friday edition of the program here at 317. How you doing, Joel?
Good. How are you guys?
Not bad.
You stole my thunder. I was just going to make the Sam Brownlee comparison with Austin Ash. Like that, and Riley Till.
How about that?
No, a lot of similarities to that, and I think that you mentioned defense earlier, and it wasn't a great defensive effort. I think when you get a team as tired as Iowa was with the extended minutes that so many guys had to play, the defense is going to be the first thing that sags off. And Joe Toussaint is kind of like that pitcher you bring out of the bullpen who throws 98, and it's awesome. But if he doesn't have control on a night, it doesn't matter how hard he throws or how good his stuff is. It's going to end poorly.
Nice.
When he's off, he's going to turn it over. when he's on, he's a really a good asset, I think, to the team. So I don't think it's a confidence thing with him. I think that I've been really impressed with how Fran, I think, has handled the psychology of this team. And I think it helps when you have mentally tough kids like Garza and Wieskamp and Frederick and even the guys who are injured. I think Nungy and Bohannon have handled themselves very well, and they're not moping on the end of the bench. They're providing some value as teammates in their injury season as well. So I think you hit the nail on the head, Scott, that this record is a better record than most people expected coming into this season, and there's still a lot to play for. And I think one thing I can say from watching Wieskamp play for as many years as I've watched him play is he gets better this time of year, and he seems to be getting stronger as far as the game goes on and trying to be more of a closer mentality, which is what we saw him in high school and which is what they saw of him on the AAU circuit. So as guys kind of get healthy, Joe's one of the best tournament shooters you're going to come across, and I like Iowa's mentality and approach in a one-and-done situation, kind of like in that Vegas tournament where they went out and they took down Texas Tech. So I think that you're going to have some losses. Indiana, I can count, I think, on one hand the times that Iowa's won there in my 38 years of life. So you sometimes just chalk it up and move on. And I think Iowa staff has done a good job of that this year, of managing expectations. Connor McCaffrey, can't say enough about that kid. But this team is exceeding expectations. And, again, like we've said, it's a bunch of four-star guys. This isn't like a terrible basketball team. But the guys who are healthy, three of them were NBA top 100 players. When was the last time Iowa had that on their roster?
Yeah. Thanks, Joel. Hey, appreciate it. Have a great weekend, man.
Yep.
319-366-1600. We're going to get to Dave Koch, and we'll talk more about Iowa, Indiana. We'll talk a little bit about the Iowa women's game as well. 25-23, no third scoring option. Well, your third scoring option was getting his ankle iced down last night at Assembly Hall. This is the way it is for Iowa. You got Luka Garza, who's having a year that is just amazing. You got Joe Wieskamp, who's an all-Big Ten player. You got C.J. Frederick, who leads the Big Ten as far as three-point shooting is concerned. After that, you got a lot of guys that have their roles. You got Connor McCaffrey, who leads the country, as everyone was on Connor. Connor seems to be the punching bag for everybody when Iowa goes wrong. Connor leads America in assist-to-turnover ratio. No, he's not going to go out and score 15 points a night, but he's going to distribute the basketball enough that other people can do so, like Garza and Wieskamp and Frederick. And as Joel mentioned, Joel Toussaint is a freshman. He's going to have his days when that 98-mile-per-hour fastball is painting the outside corner. And then he's going to have his days where he hits the bowl.
That's a good analogy. Yeah.
And he hit the bowl last night a few times. Bakari Evelyn has not been the outside shooter that Iowa thought he was going to be, but he did some things last night, drove to the basket, plays a little defense, and played some point guard last night. Ryan Kreener has had his moments. Ryan Kreener has not had a real good 3 weeks, though. I will say that. Ever since the game, he hit about the 3 three-pointers in a row. He's been struggling a little bit. He's not going to come out and score 12 to 15 a night. It's a team that has very, very defined roles. And when you take people out of their role and put them into another role, Iowa is going to struggle a little bit. And that's what happened last night.
I think Joel's point on minutes played with this depleted roster is well taken. Garza played every minute last night. Wieskamp played all but two. McCaffrey played 35 minutes. Even Evelyn played 27. Some of that was out of necessity because Frederick went down after playing only 11 minutes. But Joel's right. The first thing that goes when you are fatigued is the defense. And but I will say, there was nobody fatigued in the first half when Green was going off 4 three-pointers in 4 minutes. That was a lapse. That wasn't fatigue.
We'll talk more about Iowa and Indiana coming up, and Iowa and Minnesota. That's maybe we look more to the future instead of looking back to the past, because Iowa has another toughie at Williams Arena. And guess what? Another team, Mark, that has their back squarely against the wall.
But has had a week off.
And has had 8 days off to get ready for this game. And Iowa's going to have a depleted roster and 2 days off to get ready for this one and have to go on the road. So not going to get any easier for the Hawks coming up on Sunday when they take on the Gophers up at Williams Arena in Minneapolis. We're going to take a break, come back, and Dave Koken from Las Vegas is going to join us. Plenty to talk about. We'll see what Dave is looking at as far as the sports betting world when we return after this here on KGYM.
Is one of your New Year's resolutions to remodel your home? Look no further than Alexander Lumber and Answers by Alexander. Need new doors? They can help. The same goes for hardware. Are you looking for new cabinets? They can design the new space of your dreams with beautiful, well-born cabinetry. And they have lumber, of course, but also decorative shiplap and other trim as well. If you're remodeling in 2020, consult with the designers at Alexander Lumber, 4340 420th Street, or Answers by Alexander, 1534 South Gilbert Street, both in Iowa City.
This Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, it's the famous President's Day sale at Hertine & Stocker Jewelers. Save on a huge assortment of colored stone jewelry up to 60% off. All in-stock watches up to 50% off. A blowout case of sterling silver. And a big selection of estate pieces. The President's Day sale. Saturday 9:30 to 5, Sunday 12 to 4, and Monday 9:30 to 6. Only at Hertine & Stocker Jewelers. Corner of Dubuque and Washington, downtown Iowa City.
TCB Pool Hall, it's the real deal. Regulation full-size tables, check. 10 of them. Cold beer, check. 26 rotating taps and another 30-plus brews and bottles and cans. $2 domestic bottles, check. Every day of the week. Nobody fake, nothing filtered. That's the kind of place you want to hang out, right? Check. TCB Pool Hall. Hang out, play pool, drink cold beer. The $2 domestic bottles every day kind. At TCB Pool Hall in the heart of the Ped Mall, downtown Iowa City.
Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, helpwanted.com.
Salutes the employee of the month. The one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
What are you doing, Dave? We need help with payroll.
I'm doing squats, Mr. Employee of the Month. I'm taking your advice and I'm working my butt off.
That's not what I meant.
Glutes of steel. Feel them. Right here.
Oh, Dave, now I have to call HR.
We believe local businesses should be packed with more local employees of the month and fewer Daves. We make it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, helpwanted.com. Local jobs that work.
No matter what kind of entertainment you're in the mood for, sports talk or smart rock, you are covered with KGYM and Smart FM. A walk-off home run at the plate, or walk of life from dire straits, a long run from scrimmage, or the long run from the Eagles. Tune in anytime to satisfy your craving for infotainment. KGYM, 1600 AM, 106.3 in Iowa City, and now on 102.3 in Cedar Rapids. And Smart FM, 95.1 in Cedar Rapids and 98.5 Iowa City.
Tune in to KGYM Fridays during the gym class for the announcement of our Athlete of the Week. Proudly brought to you by Sheet Metal Workers Local 263 of Eastern and Central Iowa.
Back at 3:26 here on KGYM, and a salute going out to this week's Athlete of the Week. You just heard about that, the fine promotion. You can read more at KGYMradio.com. Our Athlete of the Week this week, Northland basketball player Austin Miller, the fine senior from a terrific family, the Miller family, and he is our Athlete of the Week for this week. Basketball coming up tonight for you at 5:55 right here on KGYM. Coming up right now, though, is our friend Dave Koken from Las Vegas. Give him a follow on Twitter, at Dave Koken. Find out more by going to the website, smokingkoken.com. That is the website. Happy Valentine's Day to you, Dave.
Thank you, and the same to you and yours.
Indeed. Vegas and the Blues put on quite a show last night. You were happy. I was unhappy, and I was just happy that the Blues put everything with Bouwmeester behind them, at least for a few hours anyway, and got to go out and play hockey.
Well, that's what you got to do. And, unfortunately, probably the last game, he's probably played his last game because, with this health issue and being, I think he's 37, I would suspect that we've seen the last of him as an NHL player. But great career and got a Stanley Cup. And the Blues will go on and see what happens the rest of the way. But it kind of looks like Colorado might be able to catch them in the Western Conference.
Yeah, and like you said last week, don't sell the Golden Knights short, I think. They're going to make some noise in the West.
I don't know if they are or not. The defense just isn't there. And you saw it on display last night. Subban obviously does not have a great game, although he did come up big late in the game. But they've got problems on defense, and they just don't have the salary cap room to maneuver much at the deadline. So, I think they'll be a decent team come playoff time, but I can't see them making a long run with the defense the way it is.
Well, folks out there need to know, Dave not very active out there today, but doesn't mean he won't be tomorrow, right, Dave?
No, big schedule on Saturday, and I haven't really gone through it yet, but there should be plenty of options. And thankfully, it's going really well the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, it has been going very well. You can find out more at smokingcokin.com if you'd like to check that out or give him a follow on Twitter. How about the first weekend of the XFL? Did you watch a lot? What'd you think?
Yeah, I enjoyed it. I thought the quality of play was a little better than I thought it would be. You know, we don't have great quarterbacks in the league, so it's going to be limited. But the one thing that really impressed me was the production values on the games that were televised. I thought it was first rate, and I thought we saw a few things that the NFL could probably incorporate. I liked hearing the officials being able to talk to each other. I thought the replay system was completely superior to what we've got in the National Football League, and maybe if the NFL is watching, they can learn something.
For those playing those games, Dave, the extra point rules may help some, may mess some people up. I don't know.
Well, I mean, it's interesting at least.
It is.
And the math suggests that the coaches should be going for two from the 5-yard line. That's the best option. But most of them were going for one from the 2-yard line, which kind of figures. That's the way coaches make decisions. They're very conservative. But I think as we get more into the season, you'll see more coaches going for two and maybe even three on extra points.
I think all four were on the under last weekend. Did that surprise you any, or did you think that would be the case?
I thought one game went over. I'm not.
Oh, okay. You're right. Yep, I saw that.
I don't really track over and unders because I'm no good at them. So. No, I wasn't surprised because it takes longer to put offense than it does defense. You see that in the NFL preseason every year. The defenses have an edge over the offenses. So it'll open up more as the season goes along, but I'm not surprised there was a lack of offense in the first week.
We got two big events coming up this weekend. The auto racing folks with the Daytona 500 down at Daytona International in Florida.
Good luck picking a winner Scott.
I was just going to ask you.
don't you just circle Denny Hamlin and then just go from there? I mean, he always races well at Daytona.
Yeah.
Although the big one is, the big crash that inevitably happens is the thing that's going to take your favorite out if you put anything on someone.
Yeah. And I wish there was some way that we wouldn't have as many delays as, last year was almost unwatchable because it was just one delay after another delay after another delay at the most crucial time late in the race. And that really does, it just sucks the energy out of watching it. And that, I think part of the reason the ratings aren't as good, just too many delays.
Yeah, could be. And you will see. Although, with the restrictor plates, it kind of sometimes lends an outsider that you don't really, not a Denny Hamlin, to maybe come to the forefront anyway. Maybe it's a good possibility to throw a few bucks down on somebody at the back of the field.
I wouldn't even know who they are because I don't know.
Oh, I got to find them, but, or take the top 10 guys or the field. I would be tempted to take the field.
Okay.
There you go.
I think you're talking to someone who watches about a half an hour of auto racing.
Well, they're coming to Vegas here in a couple of weeks.
and it'll be a great crowd. But I've never been in the race, and don't anticipate I ever will. Nothing against auto racing. I just, you know, I've got a pretty full plate, and there's just no room for auto racing. But I've got some friends who are pretty sharp, and I'll probably dig into what their thoughts are this weekend and maybe toss a few bucks on someone they like. But I don't have any recommendations myself. I just know Denny Hamlin does really well in this race.
Dave, I know you play college basketball games across the board. You don't care whether it's a marquee game or Delaware and Elon. So my question is there a team out there that's been really good for you this year?
I wouldn't know that either.
No.
Because I don't really keep track of that specifically. I'm just looking at situations and just going up and down the schedule. The team that impresses me the most is San Diego State. They're really good at both ends of the court, and I think they're a legit number one seed. They've got two really tough games left on the road, one at Boise on Sunday, and then the other one at Reno. But they've got a real shot to go into the tournament unbeaten.
And, well, Iowa played San Diego State out in Vegas, as a matter of fact. Lost to the Aztecs the night after beating Texas Tech. But I'm with you. I was very impressed with San Diego State. And I don't think it's just your run-of-the-mill number one along with Gonzaga. I think this is a team that's built to go a long way in the tournament.
Yeah, you know, what's interesting is you've got three legit, at least Sweet 16 and beyond contenders this year from mid-major conferences, because Gonzaga, obviously, San Diego State, and Dayton for real. I mean, they might have the best player in the country on the team, and they are really good at both ends of the court.
Very true. Dave Koken from Las Vegas joining us here on the Gym Class on a Friday edition right here on KGYM. We also have a good golf tournament going on at Riviera, yeah. And Tiger didn't play very well today, so a lot of people's dreams were crushed, I think, with his 2-over par 73 today.
Yeah, it's funny because he started off with the eagle yesterday on the very first hole, and he got the 4-under. But just didn't make a lot down the stretch, and then didn't have a good round today. So I don't think, you know, he's going to be playing on Saturday and Sunday, but he doesn't look like one of the favorites right now. You get the feeling Rory might be the guy to beat. I know Harold Varner's on top, and I forget who else is 7-under, but Rory's in the mix, and he could be very tough come Sunday.
Dave, I know you're a big baseball fan. I think one of the stories of the season is going to be what the Astros will face as they go to town after town after town after town. And I don't think it's going to be pretty, is it?
No, I think they should be ineligible to play in the postseason. I really do. I know that sounds ridiculous, but you got to do something to punish the players.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't really punish them individually. So make them ineligible. There's got to be something. This is just not a serious enough punishment, in my opinion.
Baseball can't get out of their own way right now.
No, I know. Yeah, well, you got to expand the playoffs, so maybe that'll help.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that'll be great. And then you get to pick who you're going to play. That's wonderful.
Talk
system.
About a gimmick.
Yeah.
You know, look, the sport's losing traction, and this is not going to help. Basketball is past. I think basketball is past baseball. Football, we know, is number one, and the NHL is getting bigger. Baseball's got some real problems. I never really was on board with this, but I am now. You got to have uniform rules. Same rules in both leagues.
DH mainly.
Yeah. Whether I like it or not. They've got to put the DH in. And I think this will be the last year the National League doesn't have the DH.
Well, that ought to be the capper to make a lot more people unhappy about baseball that are purists
out
there.
You know what? You got to have it. And I think if you're going after a younger audience, they don't care about the strategy anyway. So they just want to see the action. So put the DH in.
They want to see home runs. That's what they want to see.
Yep.
And pitchers throw to three consecutive batters, right? That's what they want to see.
Well, I don't have a problem with that one, because you can still bring in a lefty specialist to face one batter with two outs in the seventh inning if you want. And
sure.
He doesn't have to come back out in the eighth inning. It's within the same inning. They have to face three batters. I don't mind that either. Let's move the game along.
And that's what they're trying to do. That's what they're trying to do. All right. Hey, Dave, appreciate it. Thanks. And we will check back with you coming up next week. And enjoy the XFL and all the fun this weekend.
Sounds good, guys. Have a good one.
All
happy
right.
Valentine's Day to you.
Thank you, Dave. Same to you. Dave Koken, wishing us all happy Valentine's Day from Las Vegas. Great place to spend Valentine's Day, by
or
the
anytime.
Way. Or
really.
Anytime.
Yeah.
Well, look at us. As I look over to Buttons, and I think he's got icicles forming off his glasses, I think.
It's not that cold. Come on.
Move around, Zach. Do some jumping jacks. Do something. Yeah, he says, no, he's shaking his head and saying, yes, it is very cold. It is very cold out there. Tucker seconds that, by the way. 3:39, we're going to take a break. Come back. We'll talk some more about Iowa, Indiana. Look ahead to Iowa, Minnesota. We will hit upon the Iowa women's game against Maryland last night as well. It's all coming up on the Gym Class right here on KGYM.
Hey guys, spring cleaning is just around the corner, so get ready at Vernon Village True Value.
Yeah, Jim, a heavy-duty interlocking shelving system is just $29.99, and a 2-in-1 24-inch push broom with squeegee is just $18.99.
Right, Hal, and you get a free 3-pack of Best roller covers when you buy any gallon of Easy Care Ultra Premium or Platinum interior paint, too.
Hey, want their ad delivered to your phone?
Yeah!
Just text Vernon Village, all one word, to 71441.
Vernon Village True Value, 3501 Mount Vernon Road, Southeast, Cedar Rapids.
One player can't beat an entire field. That's not how the game is played. To win, you need the support, backup, and protection of a team. So when you're ready to make your way in the world, join the team at Smart 263. Their apprenticeship program gives you outstanding training, real support, and a smart game plan for a great paying career. And you earn while you learn. Get details on their apprenticeship program at smart263.org. Sheet Metal Workers 263. Helping you win at the game of life.
Now that Human Resources VP Ashley Campbell has Kronos for HR, payroll, talent, and time, she's managing her workforce like a rock star. She even has her own hype song.
I'm the spark before the fire. I'm the power in the train. I
have a really diverse workforce with different hours, skill sets, and pay grades.
Don't stop. I'm the dream, you should know that.
Now we're motivating and engaging the right people every step of the way.
Kronos, HR solutions for the modern workforce and the people who support them. Learn more at kronos.com/HR swagger.
Don't miss the President's Day sale going on now through February 17th at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Get 5 quarts of Castrol GTX High Mileage or Castrol GTX Magnatec Motor Oil. Your choice, just $19.95. Plus, get a $10 O'Reilly Auto Parts gift card after mail-in rebate. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
When you order Little Caesars Delivery, you'll save $5 or more over the other national chains on delivered pizza. It's the cherry on top of your pizza. Well, not an actual cherry, more of a metaphorical cherry, which is kind of a good band name.
Hello, we are Metaphorical Cherry!
Pizza, pizza.
Savings claim is based on the price of a delivered pizza order with delivery fees for the top 4 national pizza chains on a national basis. Comparisons based on one more large Little Caesars pizzas with up to 5 toppings and the other 3 pizza chains' comparable large pizzas sold at everyday menu prices. Delivery available from participating locations with online orders only plus sales tax.
Back in the Gym Class, KGYM, for this Friday at 3:42. Monday edition of the show, when we reconvene at 3 o'clock, Michael Oss will join us, fresh off of Iowa and Minnesota, as we look ahead to the Hawkeyes and the Golden Gophers. In case you missed our talk with the play-by-play voice of Minnesota basketball, Mike Grimm, we talked with him yesterday, and that is up at our website at kgymradio.com. That's kgymradio.com, and you can go back and listen to what Mike had to say. 319-366-1600. That is First Federal Credit Union text line. We've been talking to Iowa in Indiana from last night. We can peek ahead to Iowa and Minnesota coming up if you would like. And wanted to touch upon very quickly the Iowa women's game with Maryland last night because it did not go well for the Lady Hawks in College Park last night. Maryland got revenge. They've lost the last two regular season games to Iowa, maybe even three if you include the Big Ten tournament of a year ago. But they got their way with Iowa last night a little bit.
Kind of saw that coming. It's easy to say now, but I told you that after the show yesterday or during the show in a break that it was not a good spot for the Iowa women in that game in Iowa City. Iowa won by, what, six or seven and was out-rebounded horribly. Was saved by the fact that Maryland shot 31% from the field, and I just thought you could see this thing coming. And Maryland's a very good basketball team that has gotten better since January when these two teams hooked up in Iowa City. Not that Iowa has regressed by any means, because it hasn't, but that was just one of those games you got to put in the rearview mirror and carry on.
Yeah, I would agree so. And still, this Iowa basketball team, the Iowa women's basketball team, much like the men, have really exceeded expectations.
20-5.
To be tied for second right now in the Big Ten with losing the player of the year in Megan Gustafson, losing Tanaya Davis, losing Hannah Stewart, everybody that Lisa Bluter lost last year. Hats off to this team, and they'll be fine. They'll be fine. And right now still have a double bye as far as the Big Ten tournament is concerned. The Iowa men not in a position right now to have a double bye. As it looks like more and more, again, awaiting word on what C.J. Frederick's prognosis is. We have not heard anything official from the University of Iowa as of yet. But it looks more and more like Iowa's going to be a Thursday participant over in Indianapolis.
43.98 on the firstfedcu.com credit line. Iowa's biggest problem right now, in my opinion, is due to injury. Iowa's getting no bench production. Period. Yeah.
Trainer really struggling last few games. She goes on to say right there, and has been struggling the last few games. And perhaps Iowa's due for some good fortune. You got to think that if you're a Hawkeye fan going into the game on Sunday as Iowa takes on the Gophers. And that is one place where Iowa has struggled. Iowa has won some games at Assembly Hall in Bloomington, but boy, oh boy, Iowa. And it's a rivalry, there's no doubt. And the chants are going to be going up there. You know what they are as far as Minnesota is concerned. And it's going to be tough.
And the Iowa fans can just chant back, let's play football. Let's play football.
Well,
No. I think if Garza, and I expect him to, can hold his own or play just a tad better than Oturu inside, that's going to go a long ways. But Minnesota, like most other teams, has those other players who often step up. You mentioned Kalsher. Yesterday.
He's been playing really well as of late, Kalsher. And to be honest with you, I'm not going to put 38 up on the board for next to Luka Garza for Sunday against Oturu.
Pretty even in Iowa City.
It was.
In that 20-point Iowa victory.
Yeah. And Minnesota's going to play a lot better at Williams Arena than they did at Carver in that particular ballgame. Somebody is going to have to step up for Iowa, whether it's a Wieskamp, whether it's a Bakari Evelyn has a Cincinnati-type game again. Connor McCaffrey hits some outside shots. Somebody has to pick up the slack if C.J. Frederick's not going to be able to go. And again, I'm not a doctor, but if I had to put money on it, I would say we're not going to see C.J. on Sunday.
And I have to believe that Cordell Pemsel, if he's not, I'd be very surprised if he's not extra motivated to get out there and play well, maybe not undo it wrong, but I'm sure he disappointed himself and he disappointed the team by not being available from what he did, not being available last night. And, you know, if it's me, I know he's only 22 years old, but if it's me, I want to go out and play like crazy tomorrow or Sunday. I'm sorry.
I would agree. I would agree on that. And Iowa surely could have used him. Surely could have used him in that game. 319-366-1600. We're going to go to the phones and bring in Colton from Iowa City, who joins us on a Friday edition of the program. Hi, Colton. How are you? Are we there? There we go. Sorry, Colton. How you doing?
Oh, I'm good. How are you guys?
Doing great. Colton. What's on your mind?
Hey, so I just had a kind of wanted to pick your guys' brains about something. I was reading a mock draft through The Athletic yesterday, and Luka Garza wasn't mentioned in there, and I thought, you know, I understand where these experts and whatnot aren't in favor of him playing in the league. But I was asking the writer of the draft a question just about, you know, why Luka wasn't on there and what he saw that, you know, made him not fit in there. And he was just talking about Luka's, I guess, deficiencies on defense. And then I went out and pointed, you know, it seems it's not just Luka who struggles for the Hawkeyes, and that's no surprise for anyone who watches Iowa basketball. But he kind of made the point that it all kind of centers back to Luka for guards and whatnot having to overhelp and whatnot on the post, doubling down and like that. I guess there was a few cases in the game last night where it seemed guards were coming to help on a guy that Luka did not need help on.
Right.
And I guess I just wanted to see what you guys thought about, you know, Luka's defensive prowess and whatnot.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it, Colton.
Yep, thank you.
There were a couple of situations, as Colton mentioned, that Iowa doubled down, and it looked like it helped, yes. But it also leaves – we were talking about this earlier, Mark, and we got a text about this as well from 7490 about Iowa's defense with going to the zone and getting away from the man-to-man. When somebody doubles down, you either have to have very good foot speed and get a good rotation, or you need to get out there as quickly as possible to put a hand in the three-point shooter's face because inevitably they're going to get a three-point shot. And in some nights, Purdue, Indiana, a few others, those shots have been going down. I think that Luka Garza can hold his own inside. As Colton talked about, one of the knocks against Luka about going to the next level is the fact he's not the fastest of foot. And the foot speed may be just a little bit slow in the footwork, although it's gotten much better. Maybe the fact that there have been some folks in the family for Luka Garza that have said that he probably is not going to go into the NBA draft. So maybe that's why the mocks don't have him in there. It's a different game, the NBA, than the college game. Let's
certainly
point
is.
That out first.
And thanks for the call, Colton. In regards to your specific question about Luka's defense, just from what I see, he's got, I think, very good college defensive skills. Whether that translates to the NBA is only for NBA evaluators to determine, I think. But Garza, how many games has he fouled out?
One.
He got into foul trouble at Northwestern, I remember. But largely, and he had four blocks last night. And to defend and block shots like that, I think shows some skills on defense at the college level. Apart from that, I think Garza has really improved his stock shooting, the mid-range jumper, certainly the three-point goals. He has shown that capability, but is that what an NBA team needs? I don't know.
Yeah, and Iowa playing the zone, listen, when you have six players, Iowa has to play some zone, and a lot of zone, especially when you have Luka Garza playing 39 minutes and 40 seconds last night, Joe Wieskamp playing 38 minutes, Connor McCaffrey playing 35 minutes. Iowa tried to play a little bit of three-quarter court, little half court at times last night in the first half, but you just couldn't do it in the second half, especially when you're trying to come from double digits down. You expend so much energy trying to score and then having to go back and stop the other team from scoring. That's another problem when you have a very small roster that Iowa is dealing with right now. And we talked about it a little bit earlier during a break in the program, Mark, that this Iowa basketball team is not the most fleet of foot defensively. Even in the man-to-man, if somebody starts hitting some shots, like Devontae Green did last night, stepping back, not even coming off screen, just doing it himself. You got to come out there a little bit more.
And then what does a smart team do?
Then they start to drive. And I was being a little bit, not saying it's an Achilles heel, but they're not the fastest of foot. So then you get by. Somebody's got to come help. You can drive and dish. There's another three-pointer that's wide open. It looks like you're not playing any defense. It's just, it's bricks upon bricks upon bricks, stacking one over another as far as how this goes. And sometimes the defense works better than other nights. And Indiana, to their credit, did it well last night offensively.
74-90 with a lengthy text. Basically says the problem with Iowa's defense lately is that they're playing that matchup zone instead of straight man-to-man. It's leaving guys too open and comfortable.
Again, I think going back to last night anyway, playing six guys, basically. Need to take a break. Our final one. We'll come back. We will look ahead to the weekend, and another text will answer that for you as well. You're listening to The Gym Class here on KGYM. Back with more after this.
The college basketball season is heating up, and that means we must turn our attention to the Wendy's Wooden Watch. The John R. Wooden Men's and Women's Player of the Year Award is the most prestigious individual honor in college basketball, awarded to the country's most outstanding player who is also making progress towards earning a degree. Past winners include basketball legends such as Michael Jordan, Candace Parker, and Kevin Durant. So who will take home this year's trophy? The 2020 John R. Wooden Men's and Women's Player of the Year is presented by Wendy's.
Wendy's has been showing everyone how to do fast food right for 50 years. And now they're showing them how 2-for-5s are done with Wendy's 2-for-5. It's the only one where you can get Wendy's fresh, never frozen beef and that Wendy's spicy chicken you crave. Pick 2 for $5. Choose between the juicy Dave single, the tasty spicy chicken sandwich, 10-piece crispy, or spicy nuggets. Come in today and taste how a real 2-for-5 is done. Only at Wendy's.
Fresh beef available in the contiguous U.S., Alaska, and Canada. Price and participation may vary for a limited time only.
At Capital One, you can open a new savings account in about 5 minutes and earn 5 times the national average. Banking with Capital One means 5 times the savings to help pay for your perfect honeymoon. Or 5 times the savings toward your family's perfect vacation.
Big fan of water rides.
It's time to help make your savings goals come true. This is Banking Reimagined. Capital One, what's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Rate comparison based on FDIC national rate. Capital One NA member FDIC.
It's time for some straight talk. You know what a full court press is in basketball, right? Full defensive coverage with no holes. Well, that's the kind of coverage you get with Straight Talk Wireless. It runs on America's best 4G LTE networks, same as the big carriers, but just for a lot less. Just $45 a month gets you the unlimited plan with 25 gigs of high-speed data, then 2G, saving you up to half the cost of the big carriers. No contract. Full court coverage, half the cost. Straight Talk Wireless. Everything for less. Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
Back on the Gym Class to wrap things up for a Friday edition here on KGYM. I want to remind you that the Gym is partnered with Fairfax State Savings Bank to bring you KGYM's Community MVP. If your organization has a charity or a fundraising event coming up, we want to help you get the word out. So submit your information at least 60 days prior to your event, and if selected, your event will be featured on the air and online. Go to KGYMradio.com. For more information on that. 319-366-1600. A lot of talk about Iowa and Indiana from last night. More on that with Todd and Alex coming up next from 4 o'clock until 6 o'clock. 2325 asking, and it's apropos, high school boys, girls, teams under the radar that could make a run to the state tournament. The 3A and 4A pairings for the boys are now out. They were released about 90 minutes ago on the Iowa High School Athletic Association website, so you can take a look at those. There are going to be a lot of good 4A sub-state finals, great 4A sub-state boys finals, and some really good sub-state semifinals as well. A few in 3A also. A couple teams that come to mind for me, one in 3A, don't sleep on Clear Creek Comana. They've been playing very good basketball as of late. 4A, Cedar Rapids Prairie has been playing very well as of late. We'll get a chance to see them tonight against Washington. As far as the girls are concerned, the girls is a different matter because the way that It is seeded by the Girls High School Athletic Union. They want your top eight to go to the state tournament in their rankings. And they get home games for the most part. And it's very tough to knock one of those folks off. But there are a couple. I know the Maquoketa, DeWitt, Center Point, Urbana region in 4A is going to be very, very interesting when that pops up. But last night, the girls' tournament trail got underway. Tomorrow night, they'll have 3A first-round games for the girls, and the boys will get started with the small classes on Monday.
A lot of postseason basketball here on KGYM, courtesy of Scott Unash. But we got regular season games tonight.
Yeah, regular season games tonight. Prairie hosting Wash. That's a girl-boy doubleheader. West High hosting Liberty. Both those games starting at around 5:55 here this evening. And best of luck to all of the wrestlers tomorrow. And the swimmers. State swimming coming up in Iowa City tomorrow. District wrestling coming up tomorrow, as well as the field for the 2020 state wrestling tournament will be set by this time, well, about 30 hours from now.
What lap does the big one happen?
At Daytona?
195?
Oh, if it's not a green-white checkered, I will be so... You knock me over with a feather.
Daytona 506.
The Daytona 507 and three quarters will be coming up on Sunday. We'll see how that will play out. I have no idea who's going to win. I will be rooting for Cedar Rapidian, Joey Gase, who will start in the race. We'll miss Landon there this weekend, though. I hope Landon gets a ride very soon.
Deserves one.
And I hopefully that will come about, but we'll be rooting for Joey coming up this weekend. All right, Todd and Alex coming up next. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you at Prairie just ahead of 6 o'clock tonight.
KGYM Cedar Rapids, 1600 AM, 106.3 and 107.5 FM, KCIA HD.